Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to, and I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Truly blessed and honored to be before you on today, praise God. I'm Elder David Ambrose Shaw, David and Diane Ministry and Friends, where we come forth, praise God, Monday through Friday, bringing forth the reading of the Word of God from the New King James Version of God's Holy Word. We come at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, praise God, and we just open up our hearts, open up our spirits, and allow God to minister through us, to us, through his word. For we are reading out of the book of Genesis to Revelation, just as we had done for the King James Version of God's holy word. We're coming forth out of the book of Genesis, praise God. And as we continue to read the word, we read that word under the anointing and the spirit of God as we encourage you to tell your friends, your family, and your kids. Also, to get an opportunity to listen to the Word of God. For the Bible says, hearing the word. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Praise God. So we come forth in giving God all praise, honor, and glory. We acknowledge him in all of what we do. Then I come forth acknowledging my wife, Lady Diane Shaw, who is extremely, and I mean extremely instrumental and supportive in the continuance of the Blog Talk Radio. We come forth, praise God, as we continue with the ministry here, to come with the merit word on Sunday. Praise God, that's at 1 o'clock Central Standard Time. And we read the word, and we stand on the word of God. And as we continue forth, we ask that you support us with your prayers. And if you would love to give us a love token, feel free to come forth with that of Shaw Davis, 1968, at yahoo.com. Praise God. That's Shaw Davis, 1968, at yahoo.com. Praise God. Come forth to read the Word of God Monday through Friday. We come forth with the Word of God on Sunday. And we just continue forth asking that you pray and support the ministry with your prayers and love tokens when you have. We thank God for you and the support of how you bring forth your support here, David and Diane. We thank you for your time. We thank you for your prayers. And we give God praise, honor, and glory for those listening out there in Malaysia. Praise God. Out in the European countries, we thank God for those that are listening in South Korea. Praise God. They're out there. And we pray, thanking God, for those that are in Germany. Those that are in France. Praise God. Those that are in Sweden. Praise God. We see you out there. Those in India. Amen. We acknowledge them as well. Praise God. And we like France, as we mentioned. Praise God. And the United Kingdom. Amen. And then we also, of course, want to mention our neighbors, the wonderful Canadian country, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your support and joining in with us as well. And, of course, as you all know, the United States of America, we love each and every one of you on the East Coast, the West Coast, the North, as well as the South. We love in the name of Jesus with the love of God, and we thank you for your support as we pray for each and every person here in their household and their families and marriages. And we just thank you for your kids. And we give God praise for allowing us to have the blessings on today. In Jesus' name. Well, once again, praise God, we come forth to read the word of God as we have. And we give the encouragement to continue. Trust the word of God. Amen. And give God all the praise and give God all the glory that he has due to him. And as we always give prayer, let's take a moment of prayer. In the name of Jesus. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, Lord God, we come once again humbling ourselves before you, giving you, God, the praise, the glory, and the honor that you have due to you. Lord God, we give you the thankfulness and the humbleness in spirit to allow you to minister to us through your word. We give you glory. We give you acknowledgement that you are King, and there's nothing and nothing will be without you, for you have all power in the name of Jesus. Thank you as you open your mind's eyes and souls to hear your word in Jesus' name, to retain your word in the Jesus' name. And we thank you in Jesus' name. We pray and give you honor in Jesus' name. We pray, amen. Once again, amen. Praise God. We come forth to continue with the reading of the word, Book of Genesis, chapter 25. letter three. Abraham, again took a wife, and her name was Keturah, and she bore him Zimran, Jokshan, Madian, Midian, Ishbak, and Shua. Jokshan begot Sheba and Dedan, and the sons of Dedan were Eshram, Letusam, and Luminum. And the sons of Midian were Ephah, Hanak, Abia, and Eldiah. All these were the children of Keturah. And Abraham did all that he had to Isaac. But Abraham gave gifts to the sons of concubines which Abraham had. And while he was still living, he sent them eastward, away from Isaac his son, and the country of the east. This is the sum of the years of Abraham's life which he lived, 175 years. Then Abraham breathed his life and died in the good age, an old man in full of years, and was gathered to his people. And his son Isaac and Ishmael buried him in the cave at Machpelah, which was before Mamre, in the field of Ephraim, the son of Zohar the Hittite, the field which Abraham purchased from the sons of Heth, where Abraham was buried, and Sarah his wife. And it came to pass after the death of Abraham that God blessed his son Isaac, and Isaac died at Baalah-Rog. And now this is the genealogy of Ishmael, Abraham's son, whom Hagar, the Egyptian, Sarah's maidservant, bore to Abraham. And there were the names of the sons of Ishmael. Their names were according to the genealogy. Your generation. The firstborn of Ishmael, Nebajah, then Kedar, Abiel, Mitzam, Misham, Duda, Massa, Hara, Tama, Jetor, Nephesh, and Kedemah, Maya. These were the sons of Ishmael, and these were the names. They, by their towns and their settlements, 12 princes according to the nations of Ishmael. There were years of the life, 130 years, 7 years, and he breathed his last and died, and was gathered to his people. They brought from Hevala was far Ashur, which is east of Egypt, as you go towards Syria. He died in the presence of all his brethren. This is the genealogy of Isaac, Abraham's son. Abraham begot Isaac, Isaac was 14 years old when he took Rebecca, his past wife. Then the daughter of Bethel in the Syrian of Padan Aram, the sister of Laban in Syrian. Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she was full. She said, "If all was well, why am I like this?" So she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said to her, "Two nations are in your womb. Two people shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the other, the older, shall serve the younger." So when her days were fulfilled for her to give birth, indeed there were twins in her womb. And it came back. Outred, he was like a hairy garment all over. So they called his name Esau. After, well, his brother came out and his hand took hold of Esau's heel. So his name was called Jacob. Isaac was 60 years old when she bore them. So the boys grew. Esau was a skillful hunter, a man of the field. But Jacob was a wild man, a mild man, dwelling in tents. And Isaac loved Esau because he ate of his game. But Rebekah loved Jacob. Now Jacob cooked the food, and Esau came in from the field, and he was weary. And Esau said to Jacob, "Please feed me with the same red stew, for I am weary." Therefore, this his name was called Edom. But Jacob said, "Sell me your birthright as of this day." But Esau said, "Look, I am not about to die. So what is this birthright to me?" Then Jacob said, "Swear to me as of this day." So he swore to him and sold his birthright to Jacob. And Jacob gave Esau bread and stew of lentils, and he ate and drank, arose and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright. Genesis chapter 26. There was a famine in the land besides the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went to Abimelech, king of the Philistines in Gerar. Then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt, leaving the land of which I shall tell you. Dwell in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. For to you and your descendants I give all these lands, and I will proclaim the oath which I swore to Abraham, your father. And I will make your descendants multiply as the stars of heaven. I will give to your descendants all these lands. And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed. Because Abraham obeyed my voice and kept my charge, my commandments, my statutes, and my laws. So Isaac dwelt in Gerar, and the man of the place asked about his wife, and he said, she is my sister. And he was afraid to say, she is my wife, because he thought, the man of the place killed me for Rebecca, because she is beautiful to behold. Now it came to pass, when he had been there a long time, that Abimelech, king of the Philistines, looked through the window and saw there was Isaac showing endearment to Rebecca, his wife. Then Abimelech, Isaac, and said, quite obviously, she is your wife. So how could you say, she is my sister? Isaac said to him, because I said, lest I die on account of her. And Abimelech said, what is this you have done to us? One of the people might soon have lain with her, with your wife, and you would have brought guilt on us. So Abimelech charged all his people, saying, he who touched this man or his wife shall surely be put to death. That Isaac sow in the land and reap in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. The men began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous, for he had possessions of flocks and possessions of herds and a great number of servants. So the Philistines envied him. Now the Philistines had stooped up all the wells which his father's servant had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, and they had filled them with earth. And Abimelech said to Isaac, go away from us, for you are much mightier than me. And Isaac departed from there and pitched his tent in the valley of God and dwelt there. And Isaac dug again the wells of water which they had dug in the days of Abraham, his father, from the Philistines. He stopped them up after the death of Abraham. He called them by the names which his father had called them, as also Isaac's servants dug in the valley and found a well of running water there. But the herdsmen of God quarreled with Isaac's herdsmen, saying, the water is ours. So he called the name of the well Essek, because they quarreled with him. And they dug another well and they quarreled over that one also. So he called its name Sitniah. And he moved from there and dug another well, and they did not quarrel over it. So he called its name Rehoboth, because he said, "For now the Lord has made room for us, and we shall be fruitful in the land." Then he went up from there to Beersheba, and the Lord appeared to him in the same night and said, "I am the God of your father Abraham. Do not fear, for I am with you. I will bless you and multiply your descendants for my servant Abraham." So he built an altar there and called on the name of the Lord, and he preached his tent there, and there Isaac's servant dug a well. Then Abimelech came to him from Gerar with Ahazah, one of his friends of Phicol, the commander of his army. And Isaac said to them, "Why, here you come to me, since you hate me and have sent me away from you. But you said, 'We have continually seen the Lord is with you.' So we said, 'Let there be now between us, between you and us, and let us make a covenant with you, that you will do us no harm, since we have not touched you, and since we have done nothing to you but good, and have sent you away in peace. You are now the blessed of the Lord.' So he made them a feast, and they ate and drank. And they arose early in the morning and swore an oath with one another. And Isaac sent them away, and they departed from him in peace. It came to pass the same day that Isaac's servant came and told him about the well which they had dug, and said to him, "We have found water." So he called it Sheba. Therefore, the name of the city is Beersheba to this day. When Esau was 40 years old, he took his wife Judith, the daughter of Beeri the Hittite, and Daphne, the daughter of Elon the Hittite. And they were a grief of mind to Isaac and Rebecca. Genesis chapter 27. Now came to pass when Isaac was old and his eyes were so dim that he could not see, that he called Esau, his oldest son, and said to him, "My son?" And he answered him, "Here am I." Then he said, "Behold now, I am old. I do not know the day of my death. Now, therefore, please take your weapon, your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field and hunt game for me. And make me above average food, such as I love, and bring it to me, and I may eat, that my soul may bless you before I die. Now Rebecca was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebecca spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, "Indeed, I had your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, 'Bring me game and make several food for me, that I may eat it and bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death.' Now, for my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from their two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food for them and their father, which as he loved, then you shall take it to your father, that he may eat it, and that he may bless you before his death." And Jacob said to Rebecca, his mother, "Look, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth skin man. Perhaps my father will feel me, and I seem to be a deceiver to him. And I shall bring a curse on myself and not a blessing." But his mother said to him, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go. Get them for me." And he did, and got them and brought them to his mother. And his mother made favorite food, such as his father loved. Then Rebecca took the choice clothes of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them on Jacob, your younger son, and she put the skins on his kid of the goat on his hands and on the slim part of his neck. Then she gave us every food and spread which she had prepared into the hand of her son Jacob. So he went to his father and said, "My father," he said, "here I am." "Who are you, my son?" Jacob said to his father, "I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done just as you told me. Please arise. Sit game my game, and your soul may bless me." But Isaac said to his son, "How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son?" And he said, "Because the Lord your God brought it to me." Then Isaac said to Jacob, "Please come here, that I may see you, my son, whether you are really my son Esau or not." So Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he took him and said, "The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau." And he did not recognize him, because his hands were hairy like his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him. Then he said, "Are you really my son Esau?" He said, "I am." He said, "Bring it near to me, and I will of my sending, so that my soul may bless you. So, he brought it near to him, and he ate, and he brought him wine, and he drank. Then his father Isaac said to him, "Come here now and kiss me, my son." And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his clothing and blessed him and said, "Surely the smell of my son is like the smell of the field which the Lord has blessed. Therefore, may God give you of the dew of heaven, of the fatness of the earth, and plenty of grain and wine. Yet let people serve you." A nation bow down to you. Be master over your brethren, and let your mother's son bow down to you. Cursed be everyone who curses you, and blessed to those who bless you. Now, it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had finished blessing Jacob, and Jacob had securely and scarcely gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. And also he had favored food and brought it to his father and said to his father, "Let my father arise and eat at his of his son's gain, that your soul may bless him." And his father Isaac said to him, "Who are you?" So he said, "I am your son, your firstborn, Esau." And Isaac trembled exceedingly and said, "Who? Where is the one who hunted game and brought it to me? I ate all of it before you came, and I have blessed him, and indeed he shall be blessed." When Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with an exceedingly great and bitter cry, and said to his father, "Bless me also, O my father." But he said, "Brother came with deceit and hath broken away and taken away your blessing." And Esau said, "Is it he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and now look, he has taken away my blessing." And he said, "Have you not reserved a blessing from me?" Then Isaac answered and said to Esau, "Indeed, I have made him your master, and all of his brothers I have given to him as servants, with grain and wine, and I have sustained him. Yet what shall I do now to you, my son?" And Esau said to his father, "Have you only one blessing, my father? Bless me also, oh my father." And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. that Isaac was his father answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling shall be of the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. By your sword you shall live, and you shall serve your brother, and it shall come to pass when you become restless that you shall break his yoke from your neck. So Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing with which his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the days of mourning for my father are at hand. Then I will kill my brother Jacob. And the words of Esau, her oldest son, were told to Rebekah. So she said, and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, Surely your brother Esau confronts himself concerning you by intending to kill you. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. Arise, flee to my brother Laban in Haran, and stay with him a few days, until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forgets what you have done to him. Then I will send and bring you from there. Why should I be bereaved also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I'm weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes the wife of the daughters of Heth, like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Genesis chapter 28. Then Isaac called Jacob and blessed him, and charged him and said to him, You should not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. Also, go to Padan Aram, to the house of Bethel, your mother's father, and take this from thou of the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother. May God Almighty bless you and make you fruitful and multiply you, that you may be an assembly of people, and give you the blessing of Abraham, and you and your descendants with you, that you may inherit the land in which you are a stranger, which God gave to Abraham. To Isaac, and sent Jacob away, and you went to Padan Aram, to Laban, the son of Bethel, the Syrian, the brother of Rebekah, the mother of Jacob and Esau. Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram and took himself a wife from there, and that as he blessed him, he gave him a charge. You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob had obeyed his father and his mother, and had gone to Padan Aram. Also, Esau saw that the daughters of Canaan did not please his father Isaac. So Esau went to Ishmael and took Mahalath, the daughter of Ishmael, Abraham's son, the sister of Nebajah, to be his wife, in addition to the wives he had. Now Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward him. So he came to a certain place, stayed there all night, because the sun had set, and he took one of the stones of that place and put it at his head, and he laid down in the place to sleep. Then he dreamed and beheld a ladder was set up on the earth, and its top reached the heaven, and there the angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and your descendants. Also, your descendants shall be as the dust of the earth. You shall spread abroad the west and the east, to the north and the south. And in you and your seed, all families of the earth shall be blessed. Behold, I am with you and will keep you whatever and wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land. For I will not leave you until I have done what I have spoken to him. Jacob awoke from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know that. And now he was afraid and said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. Then Jacob rose early in the morning and took the stone that he had put sitting up as a pillar, and poured oil on the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of the city he had been loosed previously. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, God will be with me and keep me in this way that I am going, and give me bread to eat and clothing to put on, so that I come back to my father's house in peace. Then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set as a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that you give me, I will surely give a tenth to you. Amen. That's going to conclude the reading of chapter 29. So praise God. We're going to return back on tomorrow to continue reading. We thank God for you joining us here in the name of Jesus on this evening. We pray that you continue to follow us, pray for us, and ask you to continue to pray for you. God bless you, loves you, and so do I. Let us pray. Precious Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we come before you on this day, I say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy and your love and your obedience. You have faith upon our heart, mind, and soul to continue to hear your word, increasing our faith. For as you said in obedience, hear your word, we get stronger faith. For faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for breathing your word upon us and allowing us to continue to lead right, to dress right, and to walk right. So, Lord God, we ask that you be with us right so we can live right in Jesus' name. We give you praise and glory until we meet again. Amen. God bless you. Pray that you enjoy the reading. We'll be coming back on tomorrow. God bless you.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. It won't work. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I want you to know it won't work. Ooh, no, no, no.